He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 448. It is March 5th. I had to check the calendar there. The time is flying. Before we continue, I would like to tell everybody that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will try to answer all our email. A lot of things going on here at the Gadget Professor Show. I am still under construction, if you will, in the studio here. We're changing the lights, some of the cameras, and constantly doing that, actually constantly checking out new equipment. Today's gadget is, it's esoteric. Not everyone is going to need this, but this is a good thing to know that it is around and it exists, and it's extremely affordable, and it serves an awesome purpose. So let's take a look at it. What we have here is, it's called the Moya. That's M-O-Y-E-A, Moya. And what they do is they make a lot of CPAP equipment. If you don't know what that is the device that will go around your nose and your head and basically push air into your lungs so that you don't snore, and also so that you don't have a heart attack and things of that nature. And that is by far, sleep apnea is the disease of the day. Millions and millions of people have sleep apnea, and also have a CPAP machine that you literally have to wear every time you go to sleep. You take a nap when you travel. I do have one. I've had sleep apnea pretty much forever. My brother has it. My father had it. My sister has it. It goes on and on, so it's a quite common diagnosis, and actually if you have problems sleeping, in many cases sleep apnea could be at the root of this. So what am I covering today? Well, again, this device is called Moya. It's made by a company called Moya, and this is a disinfectant. This will clean that CPAP machine out for you thoroughly, and it does that by generating ozone. So let's take a close-up of that on camera three here. And this is the actual device. Now, I'm showing you this for a variety of reasons. This is the device. It's very small, as you can see. It fits literally in the palm of your hand. No problem with that. And there's basically very minimal amounts of accessories. It does come with a power USB power cable here. And you can use that to charge the battery up, which you must do. It's totally battery operated. It charges quite quickly. And I'm going to remove that plug. So the jack is actually right there. This is the part where you're going to connect this device into the hoses. And this will basically disinfect your entire CPAP machine, as well as the hoses. And there's three little variations here that, depending upon the size of hose you have, this will insert into that and clean the air for you. The way it works is quite simple. There's one button you're going to push it on. You're going to hold it for 2 seconds, push it on, and it's going to beep. You may see the three lights there. There you go. And that's basically it. Now, I could already smell the ozone that's being pushed out of this. To turn it off, you're just going to hold it, and it's going to go off. And that's basically all there is to it. Very light, very certainly very easy to manipulate. This device comes with a bag, and also there is a little fan on the back of it here. Pretty much it. Now, why am I showing you that? Well, there's a variety of reasons why I'm doing this. One, as I said, if you have a CPAP machine, this device is going to keep it clean, and God knows you got to clean that every day. So you just push the button on, it cycles between 20 and 30 minutes, and it basically creates ozone and pushes it through the entire machine. It basically gases the machine, and it's perfectly sanitized and clean. This is a very inexpensive unit. If we look down here at the price, let's see here. It is, I think it's $40. Let's get back onto that site there. You can buy this from the Moya store. I believe it's $39.40, right around there. Yeah, here, $35.99. You can even use PayPal. So as you can see, it comes with all the, you know, the cord, the unit itself, and a nice canvas bag. You can see what the CPAP machine actually looks like there. Again, three buttons that will cycle through. Perfectly clean solution, two-year warranty, weighs 0.5 pounds, maintenance-free, universal for most CPAPs, quiet, one button start, small and portable, rechargeable lithium battery, no consumables. Improve your sleep health and get your CPAP mask and accessories as a highly effective and complete disinfectant for your CPAP machine. This will sterilize at the rate of 99.99% safely and naturally. No water or messy chemicals, no maintenance other than charging the unit, and pretty much it. This device is quite clever, and it will literally save your life because it will keep bacteria out. And of course, we all know about bacteria today. You want to keep nice and clean. Now, the other reason I'm showing you this is because it is so powerful. You can actually put this in your bathroom, okay, turn it on, close the door, and it will essentially send out the ozone gas, if you will, and disinfect the bathroom. So, you know, given the viruses that are going around today, this may not be a bad investment. It's not a cure-all. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an immunologist, obviously. But this is one of these devices. If you have a CPAP machine and you have sleep apnea with that machine, I highly recommend this. Extremely affordable. It does a wonderful job. And also, this will disinfect the room. I actually put this on in the bathroom, or sometimes even in the studio here, because with the lights and everything and the equipment burning, it's nice to run this once in a while, and it cleans out the studio. So think of it as an automatic air freshener, if you will. I really like this, and highly recommend that to you. Okay, let's get on with the show. NAB is coming up. That's the National Association of Broadcasters. I must tell you that the dates are April 19th through the 22nd. I am actually scheduled to be there to do the Gadget Professor Show live from the Las Vegas Convention Center. I will do an interview every 15 minutes, a new interview. So if you're interested in the latest in technology, the National Association of Broadcasters is the largest broadcast exhibit trade show in the world right now. Anything to do with broadcasting, radio, TV, any type of broadcast gear, podcasting gear, anything that has a microphone, a speaker, from the very small, mundane stuff to the giant studio stuff that none of us can afford or even know what it does. But I will be there. Now, that said, yikes, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that they're actually still holding it, and they put out a website specifically for the NAB saying how everything's going to be safe, and they're talking to the CDC. In fact, it's right here, coronavirus updates and resources. So this is updated every day, and it tells you how they're going to be prepared. I don't know, man. The thing is, with this audience, you know, it's technology, and I would venture to say 50% or more of the exhibitors and companies and attendees will be from Asia. So, I don't know. I have a commitment, and I plan on being there. I am shocked that the show is still going on, but we shall see. I'm keeping a watchful eye on that. All right. enough about that. Let us get into some apps of the day. Some very interesting apps today, all over the place, all free. And all the apps today are on both platforms, both the Android operating system and the iOS operating system. So without further ado, let's see what we have today. The first app is called Overcast. This is an award-winning podcast player. Very, very nice app. A powerful yet simple podcast player with smart speed, voice boost, and smart playlists to help you listen to more podcasts in more places, try new shows, and completely control your experience. You can download podcasts for playing anytime, even offline. You can search and browse all the new podcasts that are coming on. You can get personalized recommendations. You can subscribe. You can add an episode. You can try new shows without committing to subscription. This is what I like. You can download your podcasts over the cellular phone. You can easily, with smart filters, you can do peer-to-peer podcast priorities, rearrange the list, and all kinds of insane things. Also, you have a sleep timer, or you can use the voice boost to enhance and normalize the speech volume. Another thing that I like is playback speed. I frequently will turn that puppy up so you can hear it talk much faster and absorb more. And the more you get used to doing that at very fast speed, the more you will saturate. And I use that all the time. So try that feature out. Very nice app. Very free. Again, available on every platform that you could possibly imagine. Okay, another app that I use frequently, and I just started using this maybe 2-3 months ago. It's called Otter Voice Meeting Notes. This is a very nice app, again, available on all platforms. Otter records and takes meeting notes for you in real time so you can stay focused on the conversation and rest assured that all the information, everything will be recorded. Actions, highlights, photos, attendees is captured easily, and it's searchable, and I like that, and it's shareable with the rest of your team. Right now, it's available in English only. Hopefully, they will change that. So this is nice. Try it out if you like to take notes. I really enjoy this. It's one of the better note-taking, auto note-taking apps that are available today. Nice. Now, this next app is called Unfold, and this is used for Twitter, and a lot of you are not on Twitter. I do recommend it. They have stories now that you can put on Twitter. I like that. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's just @GadgetProfessor, and I'd love it if you followed me at Twitter, on Twitter. I got to create one of those little bugs that you push the button and @GadgetProfessor pops up. Maybe next week we'll do that. So you can create your story. What's nice about this is it gives you over 200 templates for free that you can choose and create your frames and your stories from. You could use advanced text tools to make and add stickers to make your different tweets stand out, and it's all in high resolution. It gets a 4.9 rating out of 5. As I always say, it don't get much better than that. Okay, this next app is a must-have. I enjoy this app immensely. Again, available on all platforms. It's called Tunity. Hear any muted TV. You need this. Brand new feature, quick tune. Listen to a previously scanned channel without scanning again. Easily switch between channels and listen to multiple TV screens. Just what you need. Where should I use it? Anywhere. You can use it at bars. The next time you're at a sports bar and you want to hear all the action of the game that you want to hear, you will use this. In gyms, you could tune into any TV set and move freely throughout the gym without disconnecting. You can use it in universities, waiting rooms, blah, 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 blah. Very nice app. Essentially, what it's going to do is send the sound on that TV, boom, into your headsets. And all you got to do is just scan the channel. So scan, see the TV that you want to hear. Just scan it, and it will start to stream it. Really cool app. Nicely done. Works quite well. Check it out. Price, totally free. All right. Our next app is something, unfortunately, that I'm finding I'm using more and more. It's called Transit, again, available on both platforms. This is what you need to use when you're traveling. Transit is your real-time urban travel companion. You can navigate through your city's public transit with accurate real-time predictions, simple trip planning, step-by-step navigation, service disruption notifications, and departure and stop reminders. If you live in the Boston area, you want this app. Trust me. So check this out. It's really nice. And also, from this app, which I love, you can easily request Uber or Lyft ride if you so desire. And I like that feature. And that's one of the prime features that I like about that. So right from the app, I can make my request for a ride. Nice app, especially if you're traveling to foreign places. And the last app today is called Libby. It's made by a company called Overdrive. This is an excellent app to have. Again, if you're traveling, I always like to keep my my iPads loaded up with stuff that I could read and listen to as I travel. And Libby is an app that will allow you to discover ebooks and audiobooks from your local library. So you can basically pop in your library card, put in the data that's on there, scan the library card in, open the Libby app, find your local library, and just start searching for what you want to borrow. It takes just a few taps to find and borrow a book. Libby has groundbreaking built-in ebook reader built into it, has an audio book player built into it, and that's really nice. And you can also send these books to your Kindle if you want, all from this app. You can sign into multiple libraries with one or more library card. You can stay signed in so you don't have to keep looking for your username and password. It has zoomable graphics. It will tag titles. This is really a nice app. It's totally free, and you know what? Your taxpayer dollars go to subsidize these types of apps, so there's no reason not to sign into this. And it's just like borrowing a book. It will load it onto this app, and you'll have to return it, again, digitally, when that time period is up. Yes, you can also renew it. So an excellent app, 4.5 stars out of 5. Check that out. I know that you're going to like it. So especially if you haven't ever used the audiobook function, it's really an enjoyable way to learn some things. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I am going to do some video shooting today. I have a couple extreme technical reviews that I have to do, so I will be getting to that. And also, I had a hard drive. Let's put it this way. I had a computer that I've been using for the last 5 years die. I mean, it won't even turn on. And prior to that, I had a switch that I put onto it. So I pushed this button and turned that, and the computer turned on, and I knew it was on its way out. Anyway, it's out. It's gone. It's toast. Fortunately for me, I have the hard drive backed up. And in fact, I do have the original hard drive, which still works. So I am going to put that into an external drive and dig out some files that I hope are on there. They should be. So in any event, thank you so much for tuning in. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.